As you had seen in the video, the 4-year-old boy weighed 40.6 pounds. Okay, I get 40 pounds, but what about the 0.6? Great question. It's pounds and tenths of a pound. How would you have known? Well, that's where you'd ask someone at your clinic, like your supervisor or another WIC staff member. Now, let's say you needed to convert this measurement from tenths of a pound into ounces because that's what your WIC computer system requires. How will you do this? Well, no worries. We've got you covered. That's what this table was for. You can find it in your job aid under the Resources tab. One like it should also be posted at your clinic in case you need to do this type of conversion. Looking at this table, 6 tenths of a pound equates to 10 ounces. So 40 pounds, 10 ounces is what you or someone else would put into the WIC computer. Now, let's say the child weighed 35 and 3/4 pounds, and your WIC computer system, once again, took pounds and ounces. How many ounces would 3/4 of a pound be? Using this table, you can see that 3/4 of a pound equals 12 ounces. So this boy weighed 35 pounds, 12 ounces. See? This conversion stuff is a breeze. Just be aware of the type of scale you have and your agency's requirements, and you'll be good to go. So what are my agency's requirements? Yeah, great question. We'll go over that next. After that, we'll get back on track with the most common errors made when measuring weight.